message, but I need to have some tall people to help me. I think Tristan, could you come? And Chris and Sarah, you were here. Could I just have you as well? Thank you. It's a very long Christmas message, and I hope you've got really strong arms, because if possible, I'd like you to keep it up for the whole of the talk. And don't worry, I'm going to say it's not crispy. Sorry, it's really bad. It is very short. Okay, so let me I've never done this before. Hopefully it'll work. If you take that side and then just carry on and unscroll this Christmas message, and we'll see what it says. Upside down. Never work with parents and Sarah. It was very long to do it. You probably have someone in the middle. Yeah.
How long is it? I wanted to walk that way.
Keep going. And then that's as much as you need to go. That's it, then up high. Lovely. Brilliant. A very messy Christmas. Yes, as Eleanor says, oops. So have we made a spelling mistake, do you think? Normally we say a very merry Christmas. I wonder why it says a very messy Christmas. I mean, is there anything that we do at Christmas that is messy? I think actually this Christmas message might be right, because at Christmas there is lots and lots of mess. There's the wrapping paper, there's the tinsel, there's the crackers, there's the paint, there's the nuts, and don't get me on nuts in our house, the nutshells drive me mad, the glue, the paint, the sponge printing, the glitter, the glue again, and more sponge painting. And I bet some of you, I've lost, here it is. I bet some of you little ones did some hand painting. Did you do some hand prints and made some Christmas cards? This is one of Daniel's when he was little. And he made, and I expect Harris did as well, and all you made those calendars for your parents with your handprints on, that lovely little poem that went with it. There is a lot of mess at Christmas. Now, did we see that much mess when those children performed the nativity? We didn't see that much mess, did we? But actually, I think the reality of it is that there was a lot of mess that very first Christmas. Because where was baby Jesus born? What was he born in? A stable. And what's a stable really? A cow shed. And what do cows do? Poo! That's right, they poo! They stink. Well, I couldn't bring you any cow poo, but I have bought you the next best thing, and that's chicken manure, and it stinks. And if anyone wants to try it, I've got a little bit here. I was going to make you some reindeer poo, which you could have eaten, but I thought you might have gotten a bit muddled and eaten the wrong bit. So you can't eat this, but you can smell it, and it stinks. Absolutely stinks. So there was the Jesus, the King, Lord of Lords, born in this stinky, pooey place. Why? What a place to be born. So there was a messy place. There was also, in that story, messy lives. And here's Mr. Messy. Mr. Messy going to go up on the screen as well. There you go. Mr. Messy. Because the people involved in that story had messy lives, didn't they? There was Mary. Now, she was a teenager who was pregnant, who wasn't married. That was a big mess, particularly in those days. And then there was Joseph. And he was engaged to Mary, but he wasn't the father of the baby. That was messy. And I dread to think what Mary and Joseph's parents said to Mary and Joseph when they found out. I bet you there were some arguments over that. So the people involved were also very messy. They had very messy lives. And of course, there was a birth. This is my favourite bit. You know, I'm not a midwife, but I have done a bit of midwifery, and I've also had two babies. And giving birth is not clean and tidy, is it? Now, if you're feeling a bit squeamish, just shut your eyes, because my husband says it might just make some people faint. And don't worry, I'm not going to show you there's one born every minute. But, you know, if you've had a baby and gone to the antenatal classes, you will recognise this, you know. And this is much more the reality of what giving birth is like. This poor baby's getting stuck. As you can tell, I'm not a midwife. But, you know, birth is not easy. We like to think of birth as being this lovely little baby doll, you know, all clean and lovely. But the reality is, it's messy. And poor Mary had to go through that birth on her own with this boy that probably didn't know anything about anything. Pooey cows and nothing else. Not even any hot water or towels. You wouldn't expect the next King of England to be born like that, would you? You know, he had a pretty nice birth, didn't he? He was in a lovely hospital, all nice and clean. And yet, the King of Kings was born in this awful, messy place. Now, why do you think that happened? I wonder why that happened. I think it's because God wanted to make sure that Jesus really understood what it was like to live in a mess, so that Jesus can really relate to us. Jesus knew what it was like to have a single parent. He knew what it was like to be a teenage mother, because he had one. He knew what it was like to be homeless, because he was. He knew what it was like to be a refugee, because he became one. He knew what it was like to become an outcast, because that was what happened to him. He can relate to all the messes that we get in ourselves. He understands that we mess up, that we make mistakes, that things don't always go quite according to plan like it didn't for him or his parents. He understands that. And Jesus came to take all of this mess on himself. He came so that he could take all of that and change all this mess into his glory. If we ask him to take our mess, he will. And he'll take that mess and he'll transform us and help us to become like him. So that, the next slide, we can find Christ in our Christmas. And then we can have our Christmas become a very... Just wait a little bit for this one. I didn't practice this bit. We just about read it. There we are. So our Christmas, if we find Christ in our Christmas, we can then have a very Merry Christmas. And a very Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.